You're listening to SBS News.
Television footage of the incident shows a young woman wearing a beanie and wielding a six-pack of eggs attempting to crack an egg on Mr. Morrison's head. The egg appears to have flown over his head and was later found whole and unbroken. An older woman at the function was knocked to the ground and a 25-year-old woman has been charged over the incident. It's understood the young woman was protesting the coalition government's asylum seeker policy. Scott Morrison has condemned the action.
Just because you have a difference of view to someone doesn't mean that you have to engage in these sort of ugly types of protests. I mean, it's just not the way we should do things. I mean, we're civilised people. We don't have to go running around doing that. I mean, I respect people who disagree with my opinion, and I think we have to learn to disagree better.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, agrees that the action was completely unacceptable.
This is appalling and disgraceful behaviour. In Australia, we have violence-free elections. People are allowed to protest peacefully, but anything approaching violence is completely unacceptable. If this protester thinks that she will get any sympathy or support from me, she couldn't be more wrong.
Meanwhile, in the electorate of Indi, Mr. Morrison announced a plan to eliminate mobile phone black spots in an area larger than the size of South Australia. Mr. Morrison is vowing to eliminate the black spots where phone coverage is poor or doesn't exist by 2025.
That means new or improved mobile coverage for tens of thousands of more Australian households and thousands of kilometres of our roads. We have already contracted 1,047 projects under past rounds of the Mobile Black Spots program, and this is providing new or improved coverage to roughly 460,000 square kilometres of Australia, reaching some 40,000 premises, 8,000 kilometres of roads, meaning we are well on our way to meeting our 2025 target.
Mr. Shorten is continuing the opposition's focus on hospitals, with Labor pledging to restore funding it says has been slashed under a coalition government. Mr. Shorten, campaigning in Geelong, promised to put an extra $900 million into public hospitals over the next 6 years if Labor wins the May 18 election.
For me, the election's a very simple choice. Do we want to invest more in our hospitals and our medical system, or provide, you know, bigger tax loopholes and tax cuts for the big end of town and multinationals? So, you know, you're the future in terms of the medical system, but if we get elected, we'll make sure that your ability to do what you're going to do is just that better resource will make a difference.
The Greens outlined a push to make it faster and easier for migrants to reunite with their parents in Australia. They want to cap ballooning wait times for permanent parent visa applications at 12 months and clear the application backlog, which is currently around 97,000. Leader Richard Di Natale has told SBS News it's become too hard to bring overseas family members to Australia.
The Greens will clear that backlog within 3 years and cap the processing time for new applications to 1 year. We'll also make family reunion visas more affordable and accessible for everyone.
The early voting period is also expected to be reviewed, with senior figures on both sides of politics questioning whether 3 weeks is too long. The latest Australian Electoral Commission figures show that more than 915,000 people have voted in the federal election since early voting started a week ago, with that figure expected to hit 1 million at some stage today. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the early voting period makes it hard for MPs to cover their electorates as well as other parts of the country.
It does feel a bit long, 3 weeks, because obviously members want to get around the rest of their electorates, or indeed some members who are holding portfolio responsibilities, either in government or shadow portfolio responsibilities, would like to get around other parts of the country. But again, that's an issue that will probably be revisited by both sides of politics after this election.
Clive Palmer's attempt to delay the publication of early results on federal election night has been refuted by the High Court. The United Australia Party leader wanted the detailed data kept quiet until all polling booths had closed, in case last-minute crowds in some locations be swayed by the results. He was concerned West Australian voters who vote late could be influenced by early figures from the eastern states. But the High Court has ruled the Australian Electoral Commission does not need to wait for WA before broadcasting indications in East Coast seats. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.